No, like I've explained around this town up on Mount Adams a few times before, I ain't no drinking man. No, I tried it once, it got me highly irregular, and I swore that I would never do it again. But I promised my brother-in-law that this being an election year, I would watch his still while he went into town to vote. And it was right up there on the mountain where the map said it would be. And friends, let me tell you one thing, it wasn't no ordinary still. No, it stood up there on the mountainside like a huge golden opal. God's yellow moon was shining on the cool, clear evening. God's little tiki torches were twinkling on and off in the heavens. Like I tried to explain to you before, I ain't no drinking man. But the temptation got the best of me. And I took a slash. That yellow whiskey run down my throat tasted like honeydew vine. I took another slash. Another. Before you knew it, I downed one whole jug of that shit and commenced to get hot flashes. Goose pimples was running up and down my body. And all of a sudden, this feeling came over me like something I had never experienced before. It was like I was in love for the first time, with anything that moved, animate, inanimate, cone head, no cone, parrot head, no parrot, it did not matter. It was like there's this great neon sign flashing on and off my brain saying, eat more Skyline Chili, eat more Skyline. No, it said, Jimmy Buffett, there's a great day coming. 'Cause I was drunk. Let me explain that a little further. I wasn't knee crawling, slip sliding, being talked into staying up all night and fighting with Buford Pussering, commode hugging drunk. No, I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak-looking fella, about 19 feet tall. He rambled up over that hill expecting me to do one of two things, flip or fly. I didn't do either one. Hung him up. He started sniffing around my body, trying to smell a little fear. I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. It hung him up. He looked me right in my eye. My eyes was a lot redder than his was. It hung him up. And I'd done a little jiu-jitsu in my day down at the YMCA. I approached him and I said, hey, yo, bear, pump up the jam, man. I got contemporary, pardon me. I love every hair on your 27-acre body. And I know you've got a lot of friends over there on the other side of the hill. There's old Rare Bear, Tall Bear, Freddy Bear, Kelly Jerry, Rally Bear, Smelly Bear, Smokey the Bear, Pokey the Bear. I want you to go back over there tonight. You tell them all that I am God's own drunk and a fearless man. You tell them that I love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But If they give me any trouble tonight, I'm going to run every goddamn one of them right up the hill. I wasn't bullshitting. He took two steps backwards. He didn't know what to say. Neither did I, but being Catholic and cautious, I approached him again. I said, Mr. Barry, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, we're both just beasts when it comes right down to it. So I want you to be my buddy. Buddy Bear. He smiled. I took old Buddy Bear by his island-sized paw, led him over to the still. He's a sniffing around that thing because he's smelling something good. I give him one of them jugs of honeydew vine water. He downed it upright, looking like one of them bears in the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. I gave him another one, another one, another one, and another one. That's when he commenced to doing the bear dance. Two sniffs, a snort, a fly, a turn, and a grunt. It was so simple like the jitterbug, it plumb evaded me. Woo! And we'd worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar. I was awful tired. I went over to the hillside, laid down, took a little combat nap, slept for about 4 or 5 hours, and dreamt me some tremulous dreams. And when I woke up, oh, there was God's yellow moon shining on the lawn people out there. God's little lanterns was twinkling on and off in the heavens. And my buddy the bear was missing. Side of the milk carton, gone. Disappeared, beamed up. And you know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still. And so it goes. For the bear cats out there, yeah. Oh, and the Buckeyes over there. And for the Dayton parrot heads, how about that? All right, okay, there we go. Zanesville parrot heads, Jesus. People coming from all over the place here. All right. It is time for this Everett Bunny to charge his battery and, to be quite honest, to have a little glass of cold wine. I'm going to tell him that. But I'm going to leave you in ample hands here with the Chocolate Thief one more time. And this is a little song we kind of put back in the show. This is one of Mac's favorite songs that I love to hear. And I think the times are right for this, because the way things are going these days, it is more than apparent to a lot of us here that people running things in this country don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. It seems that way, doesn't it? Rock and roll's looking like a really nice business compared to banking. Anyway, the man who wrote it, I'll be right back, Mac McEnany.
Thank you, thank you. Just think of it as a guest editorial here in the Coral Reefer Band this evening. This little song is called The Ass and the Hole in the Ground.